if you go to Macclesfield, North Carolina anytime soon, leave your razor behind. The town will celebrate its 100th anniversary this May, and to mark the occasion, Macclesfield is calling on all of its men to grow beards, or face a fine, even jail. Dr. Ed Drew was the town doctor for 31 years. He's now chairman of the Beard Growing Commission. Dr. Drew, thanks for being with us.
Sure. Glad to be here.
Why beard, sir?
I think it's just a tradition when towns celebrate their centennial that they have the males to grow beards. Probably 100 years ago, didn't many men shave.
And so the whole idea is to make everyone kind of look like they did 100 years ago, at least facially?
I think so.
Now, how serious are you about making this a law?
Well, it's just a fun thing and something to create interest and get some participation of the people and the corporate limits to participate in the celebration.
Yeah, you won't get Gillette to donate any money.
No, I don't think so.
Well, when I ask how serious you're going to be about it, I mean, what if some guy gets up one morning and decides, hey, this is America, I'm going to shave?
Well, you know, that's fine. It's just going to be fun. We'll go around. We will start fining them the 15th of this month.
Start fining them?
$25 if they have shaved.
Yeah.
And if they don't pay the fine, then we're going to send the deputy sheriff out and put them in jail, and someone will have to bail them out. And the bail, we've not set it yet, it's probably around $35, be more than the fine. And all the money that is raised will be turned over to the Centennial Commission to help pay the expenses of the celebration. So it's just fun.
I have to ask you, Dr. Drew, are you concerned that a large number of young men in Macclesfield, North Carolina, are going to slip over the border to Canada where they can shave as free men?
I don't think so. We really had a lot of participation. There's a lot of beards in Macclesfield.
Can you have a mustache but then shave your beard?
No. Mustaches do not count.
So what about just some really long Elvis-like mutton chop sideburns? Would that qualify?
That will not count either.
You guys are tough.
No. It has to be a beard.
Wow. Well, is there going to be a beard contest or anything?
Yes. We're going to have a contest, and there's going to be a judging contest for the prettiest, the ugliest, and the sexiest beard.
Now, how's your beard doing, Dr. Drew?
Well, not too well. I have a real light beard and gray.
Well, I know that feeling. You going to touch it up a little?
I don't think so. It wouldn't go with my hair. My hair is completely white.
This could look very distinguished then by the time your beard comes in.
I hope so.
You could look like a biblical prophet, Dr. Drew.
I doubt that.
Well, Dr. Drew, nice talking to you, sir.
Same to you.
Have a wonderful contest.
Thank you a lot.
Dr. Edward Drew in Macclesfield, North Carolina.